Welcome to this edition of Where is Melania Trump? Oh, there she is, as our editor-in-chief Ron Filipkowski said. What a very authentic love story right there. You had Melania Trump show up in West Palm Beach with Donald Trump in the Republican primary in Florida, where, by the way, Donald Trump did not do all that well. Nikki Haley still getting about 15% of the vote, over 200,000 votes to Nikki Haley in a closed primary, which is actually pretty bad news for Donald Trump right there. Here's what Melania had to actually say, though, when she was asked if we would see more of her on the campaign trail. Let's play the clip.
Mrs. Trump, are you going to return to the campaign trail with your husband?
Stay tuned.
Are you confident that you can pay for it?
Now, of course, we really hadn't seen Melania for a very long time, and we know that she renegotiated her prenuptial agreement for maybe the second or third time now, demanding more money. It was reported by the New York Post and others, and also, I guess, trying to also avoid the fate of Donald Trump's first wife, Ivana, who is now buried in the back lot of Bedminster with the grass growing over it, as reported by the Daily Mail. Also, we know that Melania has paid herself or paid her stylist and paid her glam team, if you will, close to $500,000 from Mr. and Mrs. Magadonia through Trump's Political Action Committee, where people believe they're donating to the campaign. Actually funding Melania's stylist, Melania's hairdresser, private jets, and things like that. Great job, Mr. and Mrs. Magadonia. I wonder why there are hundreds of thousands of Republican voters in Florida who do not want to vote for Donald Trump. Also, by the way, if you looked at some of those primary results in places like blood red Kansas, Donald Trump was under 75% of the votes. So these Nikki Haley voters, mainstream conservatives, Republicans, are just totally repulsed by this. And when you talk about being repulsed by this, it's this whole Trump family, the lack of decency, every aspect of it, the grift, and it's embodied in Melania also. Like, remember, assuming Melania does show up more, which I doubt she's going to show up much more, remember the types of horrific things that she actually said, like when she of all people who got here to the United States under the most bizarre, strange, and dubious of circumstances, she had the audacity to question former President Barack Obama's birth certificate. Remember this? Play this clip.
But what is this with the birth certificate obsession? Did he ask to see yours when you met him?
I needed to put mine anyway, because if you want to become an American citizen, you need to put the birth certificate.
Right.
I have a birth certificate from Slovenia.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to see President Obama birth certificate
I've
or not?
I've seen it.
It's not the birth certificate.
Well, it's a certificate of live birth,
right,
which they give. But Melania, if he insists on what he's saying, then no one in Hawaii can ever run for president, because they all get the same live birth certificate.
Well, but they need
Bette
to have...
Bette Midler is finished, for example.
They need to have, and in one way, it will be very easy if President Obama just show it. And because it's not only Donald who wants to see it. It's American people who voted for him and who didn't vote for him. They want to see that.
But it's on display in Chicago. We've seen it on the internet. We've seen it. It's not the same as yours, but it's a certificate of live birth.
Well, we feel it's different than, birth certificate.
All right. Well, I think you should give it up at this point.
Well, it's not. It's not him that it's bringing up. It's the media all the time.
And so I would assume we'll hear, if she speaks, more hate from her, more divisiveness from her. But we'll probably also see this, where she would just like swat Donald Trump's hand away and say, get out of here. Here, play this clip. or this one cracks me up. Here, play this clip. Remember the 2020 debate? Because this is, you know, also what we'll probably see more, where Dr. Jill Biden embraced warmly then Joe Biden, now President Biden. And remember just how awkward it was for Melania and Trump, as our editor-in-chief, Ron Filipkowski, said, a very authentic love story. Here, remember this? Here, play this clip.
Thank you.
Well, then, of course, we can't forget about how in the 2016 campaign, Melania saying that she's here legally, and just wanting to remind everybody of that. Here, play this clip.
The facts are that I always obey the law. I have all the documents. I have very clean past. I would never stage here on the as undocumented.
Yeah, nothing suspicious there when you repeat that over and over again. Full stop. It is so important to have a good memory. Losing your keys, forgetting something at work, it sucks. Our sponsor, NeuroHacker, combines 28 of the most research-backed nootropic ingredients on Earth into the ultimate brain fuel formula, Qualia of Mind. And it's been changing people's lives for years now. The formula is non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, and the ingredients are meant to complement one another, factoring in each ingredient's effect on supporting mental clarity. It's also backed by a 100-day money-back guarantee, so you have almost 3 months to try Qualia Mind at no financial risk and decide for yourself. Since taking Qualia Mind, I've been more focused on tasks, have a better memory, and have greatly increased my motivation and discipline to just get things done. See what the best brain fuel formula on Earth can do for your mindset. Go to neurohacker.com/Midas for up to $100 off Qualia Mind. And as a listener of the Midas Touch podcast, use code Midas at checkout for an additional 15% off any purchase. That's neurohacker.com/Midas and use code Midas for an additional 15% off to experience life-changing mental performance from Qualia Mind. Now remember when Donald Trump, surprise, surprise, lied and said he was going to hold a press conference regarding Melania's immigration paperwork. Remember that? Oh, that never happened. Here, play this clip.
Maybe she came in illegally, maybe. Let me tell you one thing. She has got it so documented, so she's going to have a little news conference over the next couple of weeks. That's good. That's good. I love it. I love it. They said, Melania Trump may have come into our country illegally, and how would that be for Donald Trump to be talking? Here's the only problem. She came in totally legally. I mean, you know, so that's what I'm going to say. All right, but you'll see it in a little while. I said to her, no, no, let it simmer for a little while. Let them go wild. Let it simmer.
And again, because it is all a lie. By the way, I've done some videos that do the deep dive on this, and it's some dark stuff, folks. You know how Donald Trump met Melania? A guy named Paolo Zampoli, who ran a modeling agency who brought in women from Eastern Europe and then would throw parties at places called the Kit Kat Club in Manhattan, this kind of seedy place that neighbors complained about. And the rich business people would then... the rich businessmen would meet the models that were flown in from Eastern Europe, and these parties, don't take my word for it, this is from the New York Times, talks about how Paolo Zampoli secured Ms. Trump's visa to the United States and introduced her to her future husband at a 1998 party he hosted at the Kit Kat Club. Mr. Zampoli's parties have featured an alligator, tiger cubs, and models at nightclubs blowing kisses at fashion television cameras. Wow, that's what they're talking about there. Oh, by the way, you know what was happening just a few years before that? The British tabloids were writing about how Madame Ghislaine Maxwell was bringing in women from overseas to meet wealthy businessmen like Donald Trump. And yes, that same Ghislaine Maxwell, who was Jeffrey Epstein's sidekick. And yes, Donald Trump said that Jeffrey Epstein was a great person, Donald Trump said. And Trump said that Epstein's a great person, praised him, and said that this is someone who likes women on the younger side, and that Donald Trump said other nice things about Epstein and then said nice things about Ghislaine Maxwell. I mean, when you unpack the layers of the whole Melania, every aspect of it is like puke inducing. I mean, and then by the way, you know how like, it's all projection, right? You know how like Laura Ingraham and all the right wing propaganda, like Democrats and everybody else, they hate Christmas. They're coming after Christmas. Like Melania was on tape with her friend Stephanie Winston, who's been on the show before. And quite literally saying that she hates Christmas and hates kids. Listen to Melania here. Play this clip.
They say I'm complicit. I'm the same like him. I support him. I don't say enough. I don't do enough.
No.
I'm working like my ass.
I know.
The Christmas stuff that, you know, who gives a f*** about Christmas stuff and decoration, but I need to do it, right?
Yeah, but 100%. You have no choice.
And then I do it, and I say that I'm working on Christmas, planning for the Christmas. And they said, oh, what about the children that they were separated? Give me a break. Where they were saying anything when Obama did that?
I know.
I cannot go. I was trying to get the kid reunited with the mom. I didn't have a chance. Needs to go through the process and through the law.
But here's my thing. Hear what you just said. But instead of that, your messaging, you were so loved.
They would not do the story. We put it out. They would not do the story.
I'm telling
you. You would not believe it. They would not do the story because they would not do the story because they are against us because they're liberal media. Yeah, if I go to Fox, they will do the story. I don't want to go to Fox.
All right, and now I've got to play Dr. Jill Biden, because after showing that, let's just pivot and show you some normalcy. Dr. Jill Biden, President Biden's wife. Play this clip.
Joe wakes up every morning thinking about how he can make the lives of Americans better. Donald Trump wakes up every morning caring about one person, and one person only, himself. He tears people down and pits us against one another. He mocks women's bodies and devalues our existence. And here's the one thing that really gets my filly up. As the daughter of a World War II veteran, Navy veteran, and the mother of an Army soldier, Donald Trump insults our veterans and disparages those who died in war, calling them losers and suckers. How dare he? Donald Trump is dangerous to women and to our families and to our country. And we can't let him win. We can't wake up the day after the election like we did in 2016. Terrified of the future ahead of us, thinking, oh my God, what just happened? What are we going to do now? No. We must meet this moment as if our rights are at stake, because they are. As if our democracy is on the line, because it is. We must reelect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Powerful stuff. And I'll leave you with this, though, just to show you the contrast. Laura Ingraham right here on Fox. When you watch this, this is like watching like Kim Jong-un style propaganda. Like, this is what the Republican Party has become. It's so freaking weird. It's weird. It's dangerous, but it's also really weird. It's what Laura Ingraham had to say to Donald Trump. Play this clip.
I hear a lot, this question that I'm asked a lot, that Jill Biden is everywhere. She's campaigning everywhere for Joe Biden, and she did in 2020. Will we see more of your secret weapon?
Yeah.
For those of us who know your wife, Melania, will we see more of her this time around, given her ability to speak so many languages, her ability, he was so wonderful with children and everyone. And I think a lot of people here want to see more of her.
They love her, I'll tell you.
Will we?
So, and you know her. She's a very brilliant person. She speaks many languages, the whole thing.
You don't get more pathetic than that, folks. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers. Thanks to your support. Have a good one.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.